Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, delving again into the Bugle archives. A report by Amnesty International is very seldom good news, and in February 2017, the organisation gave a damning verdict on the state of global human rights. Fortunately, Nish Kumar was on hand to dissect the bad news and come up with some witty tennis comparisons. It's issue 4018, entitled Fashion and Fascism.
Top story this week. I hate you so much right now! Ah!
Well, thanks. That was one way to get that out of your system. You didn't have to look me right in the eye when you were saying that, by the way. Starts to look like a hate crime.
You've never missed the Skype connection with John Oliver more than that moment, have you? Andy, Amnesty International has released a report.
Right.
Now, when Amnesty International releases a report, it is almost never a good thing. An organisation that exists solely to monitor human rights and their abuses across the world, whenever they come out with anything, it's normally not pleasant. So, they've released a report this week. So, is it in a multiple choice answer?
Okay.
Is the report this week about ketchup versus mustard?
Oh, right.
Is it if Sticky Fingers is the Rolling Stones' best album?
Ooh.
Is it whether La La Land is a good film or not?
All right.
Or is it everything is terrible?
I'll give you a second to think about that.
Right. Well, possibly, I'd go, I mean, they've probably got to have an opinion on B. Yeah, I mean, Sticky Fingers got a strong claim.
Andy,
I mean, you're looking at something pre-75, certainly. But anyway, look.
You should not have taken this long, Andy. The answers to all of those questions are clearly ketchup, yes, sort of, and oh my God, everything is awful. Yeah, Amnesty International have published a report this week criticising...
When are they going to do a report about all the people who are rightly in jail? That's what I want to know.
Yeah. When are Amnesty International going to congratulate us for finally bringing Bernie Madoff to justice? Where is that report, Amnesty?
When I got a speeding ticket for going 45 miles an hour and a 40 limit at 2 a.m. on the M4 coming back into London after a late night gig, where was Amnesty International's letter saying, you deserve that, mate? You f***ing deserve it. Respect the law.
Yeah, I know. Your human rights have been flagrantly abused.
They have.
They're too busy with all this political prisoners bullshit. But where is their protection for British stand-up comedians who frequently have to take late night drives?
I know. Shocking.
It's absolutely shocking. Well, anyway, the report has said that politicians who are wielding a toxic, dehumanising us-versus-them rhetoric are creating a more divided and dangerous world.
Yeah, but they're also getting a lot of W's in the results column as well. Which is,
yeah,
it's isn't democracy fun at the moment?
It's hard to say whether this is a criticism or not, because if in us versus them, I mean, them has definitely scored a severe victory in the last 12 months, where us is sane people and them is the crazies.
Yeah, I think, I mean, us definitely, I mean, tactically, far too attacking, you know, going with the old 2-3-5 formation. Really didn't shore things up at the back. Amnesty International, or as they are known by some on the right-hand edges of the political cesspit, Snowflakes for Stalin International. Come on. These losers ended up in jail. They lost. Get over it, Amnesty. They also claim that 36 countries broke international law and forced refugees back into conflict zones or places where their rights were at risk. That's quite a lot of countries to be kind of batting, playing the Federer backhand on refugees.
Yeah, that's right. And Britain is one of those countries.
Right, one of the 36 who put the into country, according to the official words of the report. Actually, they might not have used those precise words.
I think Amnesty International would get a lot more kudos and have a sort of wider proliferation if every so often they just went, you know what? These people are being total total and instead of the sort of the barbed wire around the candle logo, if it was just a man just flicking his middle finger at a picture of Donald Trump.
Well, that could be the future. Everyone needs a rebranding every now and again, don't they?
Yeah, that's right. And the artist formerly known as Amnesty International, who are currently known as Go F*** Yourselves, would get a lot more. So they've criticised a bunch of world leaders. The four that they've singled out are Trump, Orban, Erdogan and Duterte.
Can you single out four things, Nish?
Oh, yeah, that's
right. Is that not quadrupling out?
The four leaders that they've quadded out... The four leaders that they've quoted out. And when you read them as a four, you do start to think, well, I mean, they've remade the Fantastic Four a couple of times. Maybe it's time for another reboot. Only this time, instead of superheroes trying to save the world, it's four lunatics trying to build gold statues of themselves.
Yeah, well, Nish, there's some pretty appalling characters in that list. I mean, if you can tell me a worse leader in the world right now than the Turkish guy, I'd be surprised. I certainly haven't heard of one. He's a recipe for disaster.
I would like to put a message out to Amnesty International now to free me from having to listen to
this. You should thank them for only putting four on the list, frankly. And as for that clown in the Philippines, I mean, he's obsessed by his manhood and his inflated sense of self, and he's corrupt. So, in summary, driven by his rod or ego, too dirty.
You know what? I support that one.
Don't.
And, come on, Chris. That took a lot of work.
I'd hold a competition to see who loves the Hungarian leader the best, just to kind of flush it out, and then stop the winner from competing again, either temporarily or permanently.
Oh! Yes,
I'm talking about a suspension for the victor, or ban him. Or ban him completely.
That joke Whatever. Is a violation of my human rights.
Well, that makes it a meta joke in the context of an amnesty piece. right. Leslie, I think I've done enough Trump puns over the last cryptic crossword that we're still recovering from. Sorry, let's go back to the show, Nish.
I say we're still recovering from, Andy. I'm still very much in recovery from that one.
But it was a bit of a slap down for the UN over Aleppo in particular, after the International Political Dating Agency sprang into action like a coiled yoghurt, stood up for the afflicted like a four-day-old portion of half-eaten battered haddock, and fought their corner like a Battenberg cake fights a grizzly bear. It's a pretty depressing read, this report, Nish. Yeah. And they could do with lightening things up.
What's also worse is that they've sort of broken down all of the countries and kind of given a little explanation of their human rights violations by country. And it just is quite a relentless read. Obviously all the aforementioned countries are in there, the Philippines, the US, even the United Kingdom has made an appearance this time. Normally we just used to call our human rights abuses spreading the empire. So it's a bit of a change.
Let it go, Nish. You're doing all right, aren't you? Let it go.
Never, Andy. Never. Cricket is not enough of a compensation. I keep telling you this.
How can you say that?
And it's not really been hugely in the headlines of late, but luckily, Saudi Arabia,
all right,
the Roger Federer of appearing on lists of countries violating human rights.
It's wanting to get on it, but just stay on
just
it so
stay
consistently.
On it. Got to admire the consistency. It's absolutely incredible. Under Saudi Arabia's criticism, says critics, human rights defenders and minority rights activists have been detained and jailed on vaguely worded charges such as insulting the state. And all I can say is, Andy, thank God we do not bugle from Saudi Arabia. If the British government ever brings in that sort of regulations, you and I are going to be in jail faster than you can say go f*** yourself, Theresa May.
Britain did get a bit of a slapping as well. The Brexit referendum was, quotes, a particular low point. And the report pointed to a 57% spike in reported hate crime the week after the vote. That's a democracy. That's what we wanted as a nation. People have spoken. We wanted a spike in hate crime. Britain was also criticised for introducing, quotes, one of the broadest regimes for mass surveillance of any country in the world. Well, it's just the government keeping a friendly eye on us, isn't it?
Well, maybe they're just recording one long podcast.
Well, this is possible.
Yeah.
My life does feel like that quite often. Do you work for the government, Chris?
Yes.
Oh, right. Shit.
Oh, crap.
I should have asked that before. But I think this is a good thing. It's a two-way bobsled run, surely. I mean, if we want to keep an eye on the government, Nish, surely we have to accept that they might want to keep an eye on us.
Transparency. That's what it's all about.
It's a two-way banana.
Also, I mean, if the government is currently spying on me in my house while I'm on my own, I would like to apologise to whoever that spy was, because that spy has seen some truly reprehensible behaviour.
You should never have got that karaoke machine.
No, I shouldn't. Yeah. I certainly should have shoved it up my arse.
Family show, Nick. I know you're relatively new to this. Family show. How am I going to get this on mainstream television if you keep coming up with shit like that?
I just done a really good version of Islands in the Stream, I think. What do you want from me? I have to celebrate somehow.
Thank you, Buglers. More top stories tomorrow, yesterday, and indeed now as you listen to this.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance.
UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.